In a refugee camp of over 100,000 people, individual stories can be hard to hear. But that's exactly what Dr. Babatunde Osetemehin, the executive director of the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, set out to do on a recent trip to visit Syrian refugees in Jordan and Turkey. In the Za'atari refugee camp in Jordan, Osetemehin met with women and girls who are benefiting from UNFPA's support.
We're involved in the camp to provide services to women and girls. First, to look after their dignity, make sure that they get services for pregnant women, provide them antenatal care, make sure they deliver safely, make sure their babies are also safe.
And with an estimated 3,000 pregnant women in the camp, these services are vitally important. And though they have fled the conflict, women here are still vulnerable. Already this year, there have been 350 reported cases of gender-based violence. That's why UNFPA provides awareness sessions and safe spaces where they can discuss how to prevent and how to counter attacks. And UNFPA is also looking out for a new generation, one forced to grow up inside the camp.
Young girls, we train them, counsel them, provide them support so that they can also develop into responsible adults.
The 20,000 young girls in the camp are provided with counseling and given information about reproductive health issues, child marriages, and human trafficking. In Turkey's Nizip camp, run by the Turkish government, UNFPA supplies what is called a dignity kit, containing items like sanitary pads and soap. These kits help to maintain a woman's health and hygiene in a camp environment. Women's health is a priority for a reason, says Osetemehin.
In conflicts like this, women and children are the ones who suffer most, and we must continue to ensure that we can look after them and protect them from such calamities.
And with the total number of refugees from Syria expected to reach 4 million by the end of this year, the continued effort of agencies like UNFPA have never been more needed. For UNFPA, this is Omar Khosrowi.